All right, so we might hear, well, we'll definitely hear some more about matter. And I'm debating whether it will be during the second hour of today's program or whether we're going to take a look at doing this maybe next week, possibly later in this hour. I'm sorry, in the second hour of today's program and next week, because like I said, there are three episodes on that, and I know that a lot of people are interested in matter. So I'll give that some thought. We'll decide. In the meantime, let me tell you something about money for black women entrepreneurs. I think this is very, very, very important. Black Enterprise is providing this information, and I know we have a lot of people who are still interested in starting their own businesses. Some people are interested in expanding their businesses. I want to talk about, it's considered free too. We're talking about grants of free money for black women entrepreneurs. As it turns out, women are the growing face of business. 30% of all U.S. businesses, 9.4 million in total, are owned by women. 14% are controlled by black women who are generating $52.6 billion in combined revenues, and they're employing 297,500 workers. That, ladies and gentlemen, is significant. $52.6 billion in combined revenues, almost 300,000 people employed. And with the number of women starting businesses continuing to skyrocket, the greater the need for access to capital to help grow and scale these businesses. Yet, women entrepreneurs continue to get shortchanged when it comes to getting bank loans, venture capital, and angel investments. So here are some other options. Grants that might be able to help you out. Innovator. Innovator. This is spelled the word innovate and the word her combined. Innovator. The Innovator Innovating for Women Business Challenge is sponsored by the SBA, the Small Business Administration Office of Women's Business Ownership. Three winners are awarded $30,000 in prize money for businesses that have products and services that have an impact on the lives of women and their families. Now, be listening to this and be considering whether what you're doing or thinking about doing might fit the bill. Intuit A, Love a Local Business Competition. Love a Local Business Competition. Intuit hosts this competition that gives away $25,000 small business grants to businesses based on votes. It is truly a competition. The average award is $5,000, but there are larger grand prizes depending on each year's focus. The program has given away over $1 million since its inception. So you might want to check out Intuit's site frequently in order to know when the next round of competition will be held. FedEx Opportunity Knocks, another small business grant. You can share your small business story and enter for a chance to win the top prize, which is $25,000. There's also one $15,000 winner and eight $7,500 winners. Part of the judging involves the general public who votes for the finalists, so participants may promote their businesses while garnering votes. That kind of sounds like a win-win. This may not be your favorite when it comes to types of companies, but listen, Miller Lite, Tap the Future. This is a business plan competition. That's a great way for new entrepreneurs with innovative ideas to win capital for their companies in the form of prizes that range from $5,000 to as much as $200,000 or more. The competition is aimed especially at minority entrepreneurs. Then how about the MBDA, the Minority Business Development Agency? It's an agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce, and this agency assists minorities and women in establishing and growing their businesses. I think that's important because you have a number of funding sources that will help grow businesses, but they will not help establish new businesses. This particular agency, the Minority Business Development Agency, helps minorities and women establish their businesses. They also help them grow your businesses. On its site, this website, you can research grants and access links to state agencies that work with women-owned businesses for funding opportunities. The Minority Business Development Agency. Then you have the National Association for the Self-Employed Growth Grants. This is a program that allows business owners to apply for financing a particular small business need. Worth up to $4,000 each, past recipients use their growth grants to purchase computers, hire part-time help, create marketing materials. And a lot of you know, marketing materials can be pretty costly. This can be a way to help finance that. The Amber Grant Foundation awards $500 to a different women-owned business every month. At the end of each year, one of the 12 grant winners is awarded an additional $2,000. Then the application is relatively simple. The applicants must explain what your business is and describe what you do with the grant money. The foundation's advisory board actually chooses the winners, and they're looking for women who have passion and a good story. So let me give you the names of these organizations again who are providing money for black women entrepreneurs. You have Innovate Her, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-E-H-E-R, Innovate Her, Intuit, Federal Express, Miller Lite, the Minority Business Development Agency, the National Association for the Self-Employed, and the Amber Grant Foundation. I noticed some of those amounts were kind of small in some, but remember now, they're helping to establish businesses as well as to grow businesses. And so think about your needs. Who can help you with those needs? All right, be back in just a few.